You are listening to WMRW-LP, broadcasting out of Warren, Vermont, and at 94.5 FM on your radio dial. We are also streaming live at WMRW.org. The following program presents the views of its participants and producers. It does not necessarily represent the views of WMRW or its license holder, RootsWork. Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it is time for Amy's Kids Show. And guess what, folks? We are up to episode number 186 of Amy's Kids Show, and we have just begun our full-fledged farmer celebration that we started last episode. We were celebrating farmers because little did I know, did you know how much farmers love to rock? Did you know that before you heard last week's episode? Well, I didn't know that. You know, I had always thought of country music as being associated with farming, but these days, wow, farmers are going through a whole revolution. A farming revolution. In fact, more than one, I think. I think there are numerous farming revolutions going on the planet right now, today. Today, all around us. Because farming is full of revolutions. Because farmers, as we've been learning, of course, are inventors. And inventors are farmers, and there's a lot of cross-pollination going on between those two jobs, right? Those are very important jobs, and they do go together. And all of you out there growing up here on planet Earth, we need to work together, right? We need to work together to celebrate the farmers. That's why I'm asking you guys out there, kids and grown-ups and everyone else who might be listening out there, please help me celebrate the farmers, because the farmers have been bumming out lately. I think that's why they're turning to rock and roll and rap music and disco music and dance hall music, because they're just like so desperate to get the word out, to get their message, to get everyone to hear. What does the farmer say? Well, the farmer says, I want a farm. That's really mainly what the farmers I've been hearing from are saying. They want to farm. And what does that mean? Well, what is farming? Farming is growing food, you guys. Growing food for you. Growing food for me. Growing food for the animals that they're growing. Growing food for the plants that they're growing, right? They make compost that feeds the plants. The plants feed the animals. The animals feed us and help us do everything and make more fertilizer for the fields. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful circle. And it's a dance, which means we're inventing new moves all the time. So maybe you guys listening out there, are you going to help me celebrate farmers today? Well, the first way we can do it is my favorite way to celebrate. Let's get dancing with some farmers. How about that? Let's boogie, guys. This is a celebration.
I walk in the shop when the toaster pops, moving at a ranching pace.
Welcome to the land of Oz
and T-bone steak.
I take a bite and it feels like the first time. Omega 3s, this one feels like it has 5. This steak's amazing. Hashtag I made this. My cattle's tummies are not happy and they're mooing. Stand back, it's time to feed them. I'm just a cowboy with an iPhone, and I turn my feed truck on. And I turn my feed truck on. And I turn my feed truck on.
So I put my hands up, I'm feeding my cows corn silage and hay. I'm nodding my head like yeah, my cattle are all like yeah. I put my hands up, I'm feeding my cows, look at that happy face. Yeah, I'm feeding cattle in the USA. Yeah, feeding cattle in the USA.
what's up, Jasmine and Belle? You are such pretty cows. How's that green grass treating you? You're looking really good right now. I take a pic and I tweet it to my family. Hashtag egg chat, check out these beauties. Then I take out my banjo. They really like my banjo. My cattle's tummies aren't unhappy and they're mooing. Stand back, it's time to feed them. I'm just a cowboy with an iPhone. And I turn my feed truck on. And I turn my feed truck on. And I turn my feed truck on. So I put my hands up, I feed my cows corn silage and hay. I'm nodding my head like yeah. My cattle were all like yeah. I put my hands up, I feed my cows. Look at that happy face. Yeah, feeding cattle in the USA. Yeah, I'm feeding cattle in the USA. So I put my hands up, I'm feeding my cows corn, silage, and hay. I'm nodding my head like yeah. My cattle are all like yeah. I put my hands up, I'm feeding my cows. Look at that happy face. Yeah, I'm feeding cattle in the USA.
Sunrise gives me a glimpse of heaven. I get right to work. A farmer's life can be a little berserk, yeah. This is how I roll. I feed the cattle till their stomachs are full. Treat them right, that's my belief. What's for dinner? I say beef.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side. When I step to the bunk,
yeah,
this is what I see. All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it. I'm farming and I grow it.
When I'm in my tractor, I got more power than an arc reactor. And when I'm in the field, I try to raise crops to maximum yield. This is how I roll. Without me, the world be out of control. The hours I work, there is no equal. Gotta feed the mouths of hungry people.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work out.
Side.
When I step to the bunk,
yeah,
this is what I see. All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it. I'm farming and I grow it.
Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah, yeah.
Cattle need water, man. Crops need water, man.
We all need water, man. I'm farming and I grow it.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
I work outside.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
We work outside.
I'm farming and I grow it.
We're learning about the land and soil on our way to grow our food. Regenerative agriculture. nature's the way. We'll make our earth look good. Rotational grazing gives the soil time to rest. Healthy crops eat happy creatures. That's what we love best. Cover crops in compost too. Building healthy soil with care. Reducing tillage makes a happy ecosystem to share. Rotational grazing gives the soil time to rest. Healthy crops eat happy creatures. And that's what we love best. Rotational grazing gives the soil time to rest. Healthy crops eat happy creatures. And that's what we love best.
Working farmer style.
Farmer style.
We are the Peterson Farm Bros, and we're farming and we grow it. We love agriculture and we want the world to know it. Farming is a way of life with many different flavors, being stewards of the gifts God gave us.
Out here on the farm,
we're running green John Deere tractors.
Out here on the farm,
we work in many weather factors.
Out here on the farm,
we're working hard to raise your food.
Out here on the farm, on the family farm.
Agriculture is so important to me and should be to you.
Hey!
Working farmer style.
Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style. Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style.
Hey, for my cattle.
Work, 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 work. Working farmer style.
Hey, from the field.
Work, 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 work.
Farmers are working harder than you might imagine, but that is just because we have a job that is our passion. We will work sun up to sundown time and time again, as if working for the Lord and not for men.
Out here on the farm,
we get away from lights of cities.
Out here on the farm,
the countryside is nice and pretty.
Out here on the farm,
we work together as a family.
Out here on the farm, on the family farm.
Agriculture is so important to me and should be to you.
Hey!
The world and we'll never ever cease to pay. We need to pay. We all need farmers to provide us with the food, 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 food. Working farmer style.
Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style. Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style.
Hey, for my cattle.
Work, 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 work. Working farmer style.
Hey, from the field.
Work, 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 work.
Is what we feed our cattle, so they grow big and strong, and then become the food that keeps us living nice and long. Our crops like corn and wheat help make diets complete. Without the farmers working, we would all be starving.
You know what I'm saying? Working farmer style.
Thank a farmer.
Work, 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 work. Working farmer style.
For your food.
Work, 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 work. Working farmer style.
Love and gratitude for this food. Love and gratitude for this food. Thank you to the earth, to the farmers and the bees. Thank you to the cooks and the good company. love and gratitude for this food.
Well, ever since the very first day I was born, I've been head over heels in love with corn. I like corn at every meal, 'cause of how it makes me feel. It's a versatile vegetable with plenty of appeal. So Mr. Corn Farmer Dude, thank you for growing such good food. Well, you can put your corn in salsa, soup, or stew. You can even cook it on the barbecue. But the greatest thing of all is that corn makes ethanol, which you put inside your car to take you shopping at the mall. I think corn farmers are cool. They're also growing cleaner fuel. So the next time that you buy a dozen ears, if you eat corn every day or once a year, remember all the different ways that these farmers use their maize, and just take an extra minute to give them some well-earned praise. They give us fuel, food, and feed. Thanks to those corn farmers indeed. From California to Maine, that corn is sure an awesome grain.
The food we get to eat came from everywhere. The food we get to eat has a story to share. Before we take a bite, let's just say thanks for the food that's on our plates. Thank you to the sun who helped it grow. Thank to the rain that fell on the fields. Thank you everyone who brought it here so I can grow. When my belly's full, my heart is too. So thank you food. When my belly's full, my heart is too. So thank you food. So thank you food. Let's eat.
Everybody gets a heart. Everybody gets a soul. Everybody gets a mind to let them know that we can be smart. We can be kind, and we can be living by giving and loving all the time. So on the days when it's feeling tough, and it seems like you don't have enough, well, let's be thankful for our friends and family, and grateful for the air that we breathe, and appreciate everything that we have today. Let's be generous to anyone who has less than us. It's good to be compassionate ever since the day you were born. Yeah, we've got a lot to be thankful for. Yeah, we've got a lot to be thankful for. Everybody gets the land, and everybody gets a seed. So everybody lend a hand to those in need. 'Cause we can be nice.
We can be nice.
We can all share. And we can keep growing together. It's better when everyone cares. So on the days when it's feeling tough, and it seems like you don't have enough, well, let's be thankful for our friends and family, and grateful for the air that we breathe, and appreciate everything that we have today. Let's be generous to anyone who has less than us. It's good to be compassionate, 'cause ever since the day you were born, yeah, you got a lot to be thankful for. Yeah, we've got a lot to be thankful for. So, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family.
I am thankful for my neighbor.
I'm thankful for my dog.
I am thankful for the food I have to eat.
I'm thankful for my car.
I am thankful for my grandma and grandpa.
I'm thankful for my teacher.
I am thankful for my house.
We're thankful for the earth.
So on the days when it's feeling tough, and it seems like you don't have enough, well, let's be thankful for our friends and family, and grateful for all the air that we breathe, and appreciate everything that we have today. Let's be generous to anyone who has less than us. It's good to be compassionate, 'cause ever since the day you were born, yeah, you got a lot to be thankful for. Got a lot to be thankful for.
Grateful.
We've got a lot to be thankful for.
Appreciate.
Yeah, we've got a lot to be thankful for.
Hey.
All right, we've got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, folks, we have a lot to be thankful for. We definitely do. And maybe we don't think about that more often than when we sit down to eat some food, right? That seems to be the time when our attitude of gratitude gets to be the biggest, right? Because we realize how hungry we are and how thankful we are to have something on our plate to eat. And who can we thank for that? Well, that's who we're celebrating today, folks, right? We are celebrating those farmers because they need some celebrating. Because, you know, in order to grow the food for us, they need to have land to grow it on. And it seems like every day there are new schemes working hard to get those farmers off of their land. And those farmers out there, they're having to work harder and harder all the time to keep farming, and they just need a little shout out. They need a big shout out. Let's be honest here, folks. They need a big shout out because farmers are revolutionaries, right? I mean, they're out there having to invent things and make things work, even when they're breaking, even when it's uphill, even when the weather's bad, right? Even when the cows are hungry and thirsty and they need to find the food and water for them all. Boy, they just keep at it, those farmers. And they have to be revolutionary because they have to think of new ways of doing it all the time. Because no two pieces of land are exactly alike, right? Every farm is different. It has hills in different places. It's growing different kinds of food. It has different people living there and animals living there. So every farmer has to be creative, and that's probably why they're so revolutionary. And farmers have been making up new ways of doing things for a very long time. In fact, that might be what they're best at, right? In fact, if we think about it, a fence might seem like a simple enough idea, right? Just a fence on a farm. Doesn't that seem normal? Like, can you even imagine a farm without a fence? People had to invent fences. They didn't just grow there. People invented fences, right? The key, in fact, to England's agricultural revolution was the fence. And this knowledge was brought here to America. You see, for years, farmers had known that if you fenced in the livestock, you wouldn't lose them. But then, during the early 1700s, it dawned on some very clever farmers that you didn't have to keep all the cattle in one pen. You could pick out the strongest, or the biggest, or even the best-looking cow and bull that you had, and put them together. And then they would mate, and their calves would be just like the parents. So this was one way of farming that made farming even better and better, right? At about the same time, a new idea came in called crop rotation. And here again, fences played an important part. You see, farmers, of course, knew that planting wheat in the same field every year was not good. And they knew about the three-field system of crop rotation. But during the 1700s, a man, who later earned the nickname Turnip Townsend, discovered the four-field system of crop rotation. He thought turnips gave the soil many of the nutrients that other crops took away. So Turnip Townsend planted clover in one field the first year, two different kinds of wheat in that same field the next 2 years, and turnips in the field the fourth year. Well, actually, it turned out that Turnip Townsend was wrong about the turnips. It was really the clover which added the nitrogen to the soil, and the changing of crops from 1 year to the next that gave them bigger harvests. Well, then there was another revolution. Our Civil War here in America helped cause a revolution in farming again. Since a lot of men who worked on farms had to go to the war, the farmers who were left turned to machines for help. With higher food prices, they could now afford to pay for machines and tools that had been invented 20 or 30 years later. They could now use them. These and other inventions brought about the first American agricultural revolution. The revolution meant that fewer workers were needed to produce the food crops, and each farm worker could produce more food to feed people. And then there was a second American farm revolution, because up until World War II, most farmers continued to use horses to plow and harvest the fields. But during the war, the United States needed more grain. We had to feed our country and help feed our allies overseas. Gasoline tractors had been invented long before the war, but farmers didn't think they needed these expensive, noisy machines. In order to produce more food, however, farmers needed help. So they turned from horsepower to tractor power. It still took until the early 1950s, though, for there to be more tractors on American farms than workhorses and mules. By then, the second American agricultural revolution was well underway. And folks, that was not the last one. We're having a couple of other revolutions happening right now because farmers are so inventive. So let's take a trip to the farm, right? And find out what all the creative things are that are going on there. There we might see interesting things. We might smell interesting things, but this is a radio show. So what are we going to hear on the farm?
Hey, my little farm friends. This is Farmer Jason. Are you guys ready for a fun farm adventure today? Well, y'all come on. You guys hear that? Listen. Oh my gracious, y'all. Let's go investigate and see what's making all these sounds here on the farm. Y'all come on. I cannot wait to see what is making all of these wonderful and crazy sounds here on the farm. Now, this is going to be some farm fun today. And let's see how many sounds that you guys know on the farm. So we are in the chicken area, and this is our movable chicken coop. We like to call it the egg mobile. See, this coop has got wheels on it, and we can move it all around our farm and give our chickens fresh ground to be on so they can scratch around and be a chicken. So I'm inside the egg mobile, or our movable chicken coop. And this is where the boys and girls will come in at night. And do you know what you call a girl chicken? A hen. And this right here is one of our hens. And isn't she silly looking? Look at that big old boof on her head. Her name is Dolly Parton. And not only do our hens come in here to sleep at night, they also come in here and lay eggs. But do you guys know what sound a hen makes? That's right. That's right. Baa, baa, baa. Now this is a boy chicken. Do you know what you call boy chickens? That's right, roosters. And do you know what sound a rooster makes? These guys wake up early in the morning and let everybody know it is time to get up. Believe it or not, chickens kind of have their own language. The sounds they make actually mean something to them. They may say, hey, I found a worm over here. Or hey, look out, there's a hawk, so there's danger nearby. Fun fact about chickens. Did you guys know that a mother hen will actually talk to its baby chick when it's about to hatch inside the shell? They do that so when the baby chick does hatch, it'll know who its mother is. Now that's pretty amazing. So we learned the sounds that those chickens make. Let's go see what else we can find. That's right. This is a cow. And do you guys know what sounds a cow makes? You got it. Moo. Now we actually have two cows on our farm. We have Mildred. And we have this fella here named Moody. Moody is a big old fella now. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. He is a big, big boy. And he just turned 3 years old, so he's not even through growing yet. He loves to be scratched and loved on. I can tell you guys that. Now, this is our other cow, Miss Mildred. Mildred knows her name. Hey, Mildred. Hey, girl. You over here eating some hay? Yeah. That fresh hay is good, isn't it? It sure is. Do any of y'all know what kind of animal Nugget is? If you guessed emu, you're correct. Now, do any of y'all know what sound an emu makes? Or did y'all even know emus made sounds? Well, Nugget is a boy emu, and the sound he makes is like a grunt. He goes, But the female emus make a very cool sound that sounds like a drum. And you actually can hear that female emu drum for a long, long ways away. Now you talk about an animal here on the farm that loves to be petted. It is Nugget. Some that most everybody knew, but I bet there were some that hardly anybody knew, like what sound an emu makes. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed hanging out with me and Nugget and the rest of the farm gang today, and we can't wait to see you guys in the next video because there's no telling what kind of other adventures we'll find. Y'all be good.
Have you ever visited a farm? If so, you probably know that there are lots of interesting animals that can live there, and they are probably going to be different than your average house pet. Today, we are going to talk all about farm animals and what they do. Most farm animals live on a farm. A farm is an area of land that is used to grow crops and raise animals to produce food, like chickens and eggs, or cows and milk. Farm animals are different from house pets because most of them have important jobs to do that keep the farm running. Wow, that's farm-tastic. Let's jump into our imaginary tractor and take a trip around the farm. and learn about some of the animals that you might find. Cows. One kind of animal you might find on a farm are cows. A baby cow is called a calf. Cows are very large and eat about 25 pounds of food per day. That is a lot of food. To compare the amount they eat to humans, the average adult human eats about 3 to 4 pounds of food per day. Talk about a huge difference. Cows need lots of space to walk around, which is why farms are a great place for them to live. Most dairy farms have more than 1,000 cows. Whoa, that is a lot of cows. Farmers sell the cow's milk to dairies, and then dairies turn the milk into ice cream, cheese, and cartons of milk. Chickens. Next up are chickens. Chickens are another common farm animal. Baby chickens are called chicks. They're so cute. Fun fact, some chickens can produce up to 300 eggs a year. Here's another interesting fact. Chickens were not always found in America, but today, they're more than people in the United States. Many scientists think the first chickens came here over 500 years ago. Unlike cows, chickens do not need as much space to move around. And in some towns, people keep chickens in their backyards as pets and collect their eggs. That person might even be you. Sheep. Do you know what a baby sheep is called? It is a lamb. Sheep and lambs can also live on a farm. Their thick wool can be used to make clothing. Once a year, sheep are sheared, which means that they get a super short haircut. Farmers shave off most of a sheep's wool and then sell it to companies that make clothing. Cool, right? Some farms have horses. People raise horses to work on farms, and sometimes they raise horses to race. In some cases, ranchers or cowboys use horses to help them move cows to new places. People even like to ride horses for fun. A baby horse is called a pony. And here is an interesting fact about horses. Like chickens, there were no horses in America until about 600 years ago. There are many other kinds of animals that might live on a farm. Pigs, donkeys, mules, ducks, goats, and rabbits can also live on a farm. Even dogs and cats sometimes. If you could choose one farm animal as your favorite, which would you choose? Okay, let's pull this tractor over and see what cool facts we remember about farm animals. True or false? One kind of animal you might find on a farm is an alligator. False, but that would be quite a sight to see. Fill in the blank. Cows are milked at a special kind of farm called a blank farm. Dairy. What do farmers shave off of sheep to sell to make clothes? Wool. Excellent job, fabulous farmers! Farm animals are pretty special. We need farm animals to help give us food and other important things like wool. A lot of the work done on farms could not be done of farm animals. So, the next time you see a cow, horse, or chicken, you can remember all of the cool facts you have learned and share them with your friends.
It was a time of transition, and the families who went from horses to tractor horsepower witnessed the birth of mechanization on the farm. And while sons were anxious to get on that first tractor, most fathers were reluctant to let go of their dependable team of horses.
My father liked horses. He was very good with horses. He continued using horses long after many others had shifted to tractor power. He had arguments why horses were superior. You could grow their feed. You couldn't grow gasoline, but you could grow feed for horses. You could raise your replacement horses. They didn't cause compaction of the soil.
My dad never liked to drive a tractor. He thought it was simple when I got mine in 37. And I told him, well, you can drive it and see how nice it is. And so he drove it a couple times around the field. But he says, you got to watch where you're going all the time when you're driving the tractor. The horses, when they come to the end, they'd turn around themselves and go back the other way. So he thought that was that simple. He never drove a tractor after that at all.
A team of horses could do things a tractor couldn't do, such as pulling a wagon while the driver was hand-picking corn. The farmer merely had to make a sound with his teeth to move the horses forward and then yell, whoa, when they were to stop. It was inconvenient to have to stop, get on the tractor, pull it ahead, and then resume picking corn.
This one Saturday, he told us if we went out and helped pick all the corn and put it in piles, finish picking it, that he'd buy us a dime carton of ice cream. And at that time, a dime carton was, heaping pint. And so we went out there and really worked hard that Saturday morning and got our dime ice cream.
It was hard work, but it was always a lot of fun to go with Dad when he was doing the shucking of the corn. And if you didn't do it right, he'd give you one row. He'd take two rows, and if you was slowing down, he'd once in a while that ear of corn would hit you up the side of the head and make you speed up a little.
And the horses, they didn't travel very fast, you know, and when we cultivated corn, we cultivated one row at a time, three times. And now, the renter farms by farm, they don't do any plowing, they just put chemicals on it to kill the weeds. That's all they do.
The increased mechanization of agriculture has made farmers more independent of each other. As tractors and combines and big round baleers made their way into the fields, old customs were pushed out. Neighbors no longer rely on one another as they once did. Extra hands are no longer needed to get the work done. The technology of power, the technology of equipment, the technology of seeds have utterly transformed the countryside, and it has altered farmed neighborhoods as well. Today, for better or worse, rural America has a new face.
On this Kid Safari, we learn about agriculture. Did you know that food doesn't come from a store? It grows on the farm. We get bread from grain, like wheat, like fruits and vegetables from plants, and meat from animals. We got to go to a wheat field and explore the wheat. The wheat creates these little kernels, and when you grind it up, it makes flour.
When you get all the straw parts off, you get the kernel.
That you
kernel,
can eat.
You can eat. Or you can grind it up and make flour.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you get bread, pasta, and
it
Cheerios.
Tastes like flour.
Tastes a little like flour?
Wait, mm-hmm. This is where you get Cheerios?
You can make Cheerios. Out of these, yeah.
Then you can make flour.
That's right.
And the flour you use to make bread, pasta, and even pancakes.
And then you just rub it.
That's basically threshing it, huh?
Yeah. That's exactly.
And that's what a combine does.
The combine produces over tons and tons of these heads of wheat.
Farmers harvest the wheat using combines. Combines are so cool.
I found a bird egg. Is it a real bird egg?
Farmers also raise livestock like pigs, chickens, and cows. You got to go to a sale barn where people bring out cows and get auctioned off.
Try it. Come in, honey. I don't know how they're here. I don't know how they're here.
This guy talks really fast, and people bid on how much they want to pay to buy the cows.
So how many cows did you buy, Lili? Did you buy any cows? No? You don't have enough money?
Some cows will go for milk, some for breeding, and some for meat, where we get hamburgers and steak.
Do you see the cow, Azalea? Can you say cow? No, nah, she can't say cow yet, huh? What do you see, Stelly? So cool, guys.
On Grandma and Grandpa's farm, they raise pigs, and they sell the pigs to those who would make meat, where you get ham and bacon. Another fun thing that we get on Grandma and Grandpa's farm is Lysander and I helped plant a garden.
Or why? Do you want to plant the next one? Sure.
You get rid of all the weeds and chop up the dirt so it's soft, and then dig little holes and put tomato plants in.
Seeds.
Kinds of beans, huh?
Yeah, and we planted. What kind of beans is this? A black.
We also dig trenches and put in the seeds in these other holes.
Give it a shot, buddy. Push a little bit on the bottom. You'll feel it kind of squiggle. There you go.
It's just coming out. It You're doing out. Good.
You're doing good.
Perfect.
Great job.
It's really neat learning where food comes from. Farmers work really hard, so we should be very grateful for all of our food.
Hey, farmers. Loaf Bread here, and I got a product just for you. Are you ever in the parlor milking cows and all of a sudden you hear this? Do you ever wonder what they're saying? Then you need the CowPod earphones. All you gotta do is just put them on and listen.
I wonder how many times I can lick the inside of my nose. Probably a lot. I'm pretty talented.
That's nice.
Ugh, the farmer's back already. You know, he really needs to get on farmersonly.com. This cud is so good. Oh my gosh, did you hear last week about Trisha? I know, that drama. Ugh, drama. Oh my gosh. Patricia, this is so not fair. His udder is so much bigger than mine. Ugh, so jelly. Ugh, I hide my face in shame. Oh my gosh. Can you believe it? Listen, darling. Susan gained 11.5 pounds this week. That heifer. Why can't I gain 11.5 pounds? Ugh, I know. It's ridiculous.
This product is brought to you by the Pooper Scooper. And if you want to listen to all the cow drama, then I suggest you get this. Because it's pretty dang awesome. And just call 1-800-COW. Thank you.
Parody requests. Let it grow. Let it grow. Let it grow. And you guessed it. Let It Grow. Seems everyone wants us to do a Let It Grow parody.
All I want to do is farm.
Me too.
And we need to get back to our rapping roots.
Peterson Farm Bros. We back. All I do is farm, 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 no matter what. Got farming on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, tractors make my eyes light up. 'Cause they so big, and they so fine. Though sometimes they break down, break down, break down. I still love to farm, farm, farm. And if you know the charm, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Peterson Farm Brothers going in, 'cause you know that we can't stop, won't stop now. I'ma make it clear for you like a black and white on a Holstein cow. Man, I ain't going nowhere, farmers have got your back. I'm raising crops and livestock so that you have food to snack.
Working lightning pace to harvest at the right time is the battle. I'm bouncing up and down like bobbing heads of cattle. I fly like Julius Irvin so that you get a serving of fresh and healthy food. That is what is called the agricultural version.
Some like to count me out, y'all better count me in. Got empty bank accounts, but I'll just trust in him. I'm feeding hundreds every year, there's no need for alarm. 'Cause all I do
is farm, 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 no matter what. Got cattle on my mind, caring for them when it's tough. And every time I try to sell my cattle, I wait till the price goes up. And it stays there, and it stays there. But instead it goes down, up, down, up, down. I still love to farm, farm, farm. And if you know the charm, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Swerving in my bi-die, head on a swivel. I'm putting up alfalfa so the field's clean as a whistle. As I pull out in my JD, baling right behind the cattle. See it, they say, oh boy, baler's plugged, back it up.
Fixing everything that's busted, making sure equipment's adjusted. Finding room inside my shed so my machinery ain't rusted. Feeding the cattle a healthy ration, in typical farmer fashion. Caring for my animals has always been a number one passion.
Some like to question my methods, and that is perfectly fine. As long as you make sure you are polite, respectful, and kind. See, farming is a family affair, you know, we're just like you.
The only difference is this farming thing is what
all I do is farm, 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 no matter what. Conservation on my mind, I take care of what I got. So every time I see water erosion, I go build my terraces up. So it runs there, and it runs there. 'Cause that's just how I farm, farm, farm. And if you know the charm, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Milk in the kitchen, food on the stove. Farmers out producing that before the rooster crows.
And farmers not just for the old, it's for the young and for the girls.
There are kids and women helping out on farms around the world.
9 billion people will be on this planet years from now.
With farmland shrinking back each day, how we gonna feed them how?
Farmers use technology of input less to produce more.
Keeping carbon footprint down is what we use our methods for.
We all need to work together to feed the human race.
Sustainability to make the world a better place.
In the battle of against hunger, what will be used for armor? Paul Harvey said it best, so God made
all
a
I
farm.
Do is farm, 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 no matter what. Got people on my mind, I'm just trying to feed enough. So every time you step up to your next meal, send a farmer thank you up. 'Cause we work hard, so you stay fed. Though this life can go down, up, down, up, down, we still love to farm, farm, farm. And if you know the charm, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it here on Amy's Kids Show. Farmers are revolutionary. They're revolutionary, and they have been all along, since the very beginning of farming, right? They're constantly coming up with new ways to make our crops and livestock and machines better, right? And feeding more people, feeding more people. But you know, in order to be inventors and innovators and revolutionary the way we need them to be, They need freedom, right, folks? Our farmers need freedom. Now, I'm not talking about freedom from hard work. Oh, no, quite the opposite, right? It's all that hard work that gives them all those great ideas. Remember Philo Farnsworth when he invented television? He was plowing his father's potato field, and he was plowing that field with a team of horses. And you know, when I read that story a couple of weeks ago, I was surprised that Philo, the inventor of television, had to work so hard plowing potato fields, and that he was doing it with horses, not even tractors. But I just learned today, right, that those horses had an improvement over the tractors all along. They know how to plow by themselves. They knew how to go up and down the fields and turn around. So he had more time on that plow to think and imagine and invent things. So there you go, folks, right? Sometimes to step forward, we have to take a step back. And that's kind of what Philo did. And that's what farmers are doing all the time. They're taking a step back and looking around, looking at their farm and their animals and their plants and looking at us. And we're all saying, we're hungry, we're thirsty, help us, farmers. And like heroes, they do that, right? And yes, they use water. And yes, they have to plow the fields. And yes, they have to work hard. But it's worth it. What is more important? What is more important than feeding us all, right? We are so thankful to you farmers out there and you kids out there with all of your special talents, right? What are you going to do? Maybe you could help grow some food for everybody. What kind of animals do you like? What kinds of things do you like to do? Maybe you want to play banjo for your cows, the way that we heard today that a farmer does. And his cows like that, right? So whatever special talents you have out there, you're revolutionary too, because you are part of this world here. And being revolutionary, you know, we have some rights we have to work on to keep these farmers free. Did you know that as wonderful as our Constitution is, there is no right to grow and eat food that you want? Wow, folks, we maybe need to work on that. And there are farmers working on that. Don't worry. Maybe you're going to be one someday, too. You're the greatest.
When I'm up at 7, the sunrise gives me a glimpse of heaven. I get right to work, a farmer's life can be a little berserk, yeah. This is how I roll, I feed the cattle till their stomachs are full. Treat them right, that's my belief. What's for dinner? I say beef.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work out.
Side.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work out.
Side.
When I step to the bunk,
yeah,
this is what I see.
Uh-huh.
All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it. I'm farming and I grow it.
When I'm in my tractor, I got more power than an arc reactor. And when I'm in the field, I try to raise crops to maximum yield. This is how I roll. Without me, the world be out of control. The hours I work, there is no equal. Gotta feed the mouths of hungry people.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work out.
Side.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work out.
Side.
When I step to the bunk,
yeah,
this is what I see.
Uh-huh.
All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it. I'm farming and I grow it.
Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah. Water, 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 yeah, yeah.
Cattle need water, man. Crops need water, man.